find the answer to that, we need to delve into the world of maths. Now, we've just heard from Greya and her friends that when we think about symmetry, maybe we think about faces, two sides of a face matching up, or a yin and a yang, a mirror image. But when mathematicians think about symmetry, it's maybe not quite as simple as that. And to explain more, we're joined now by Mark Ronan. He's Professor of Mathematics at the University of Illinois in Chicago and UCL. Hi, Mark.
Hi there.
So, as a mathematician, how do you see symmetry?
We come at it from different directions, but it can all be explained by taking an object like a square and looking at the different symmetries that it has. Not just a left-right symmetry or a top-bottom symmetry or a diagonal symmetry where you can reflect it across the diagonal, but there are actually eight different symmetries for a square.
So that means that you could, say, put a mirror in the middle of it and it would still look like a square or still look the same from all these kind of different angles.
That's right. And the whole idea is to take all of them together, and that is what mathematicians call a group.
So that's a number of different kind of equal things, equal views of something.
Yes, you can look at it that way. And the idea is that you can do one and then another one, and the concept of a group is absolutely fundamental. That's what physicists use when they are talking about symmetry. They're really talking about a group of symmetries. And the word group was originally introduced in French, it's got an E on the end, but it's the same word, by Évariste Galois, a young mathematician who never reached his 21st birthday.
In terms of his contribution to maths and symmetry, what was Galois thinking of?
What he was doing with mathematics was he was trying to solve a problem about equations.
And what was that problem?
The problem was how to distinguish equations that have solutions that you can extract in a relatively simple manner and equations that have solutions you can't extract in a simple manner.
So these are kind of beautiful, solvable equations and then more complicated, maybe insoluble equations.
A good word, because actually mathematicians use that word, solvable. They're solvable equations and other ones that aren't solvable in the same sense.
And in terms of symmetry, which ones are the symmetrical ones?
The more symmetry they have, the harder they are to deal with.
So is this because you kind of look at the equation and it all sort of balances out? They're all more equivalent, more symmetrical, and it's harder to pick out, OK, we can start here, this is an answer.
That's absolutely right. You can't quite grapple with the thing very well because everything looks the same from different multiple points of view.
A lot of what we talk about in physics is all based on equations, coming up with equations that describe the physical laws of nature. In terms of symmetry, how symmetrical are the equations that we have in physics?
Well, it's not so much actually solving equations. It's symmetry produces patterns. And physicists study patterns of different elementary particles, for example. When I was a teenager, there was a whole zoo full of these things. They managed to create order out of it, and they did it by using symmetry. In fact, Hermann Weyl, who was a famous mathematician, also a very good physicist, said, "Symmetry, as wide or narrow as you may define its meaning, is one idea by which man, through the ages, has tried to comprehend and create order, beauty, and perfection." But they came up with some very clever ideas using symmetry in a serious way. I don't just mean in a silly way.
In a sort of a matchy-matchy, this particle is the mirror image of this one.
It's not just mirror image. The symmetries were more complicated than that when they start to look at the standard model of physics. At the very most basic level, where you're looking inside an atom.
So broadly, when we're thinking about equations that govern the universe, govern how it works, should we expect them to ultimately have symmetry within them?
I think we probably ought to expect some symmetry, because if we don't have any symmetry at all, we're not going to make sense of things. Physicists really demand a lot of symmetry in order to make their theories comprehensible.
Thank you very much. That's Mark Ronan from the University of Illinois in Chicago and UCL.
This is The Naked Scientist with me, Greya Jackson, and Kat Arney.
Later in the show, we will be discussing what exactly do we mean by a theory of everything and how are we going to go about looking for one.